is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? This is hour number two of USAPrepares.com. During the top of the hour break, I called Jennifer Niemeyer, Department of Natural Resources. She's the warden supervisor in Wisconsin. No answer. So I called her boss, Kevin Mickelberg, M-I-C-K-E-L-B-E-R-G, and I just got his voicemail. So I've called them six times today, before the broadcast, during the broadcast, and just recently, and I let them know we're talking about them. We're talking about them. Why? Because they sent nine agents and four deputies to kill a baby deer that was going to be released the next day. They took it upon themselves to take life. Reckless, reckless actions on the part of the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. These guys are a national disgrace. A national disgrace. And they say the reason that they did it was because a baby deer could introduce disease. Disease. Into an area wherever this deer may go. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? And they had aerial photographs of this deer going in and out of the shelter, a no-kill shelter that was taken care of and feeding and loved this baby deer. It was left by its mother, and humans, kind humans, took care of the deer and were going to release it the next day. And what did the Department of Natural Resources in Wisconsin do? They sent nine agents and four deputies to grab this baby deer, this unsuspecting baby deer. They corralled the employees of the Society of St. Francis Animal Shelter, a no-kill shelter. They corralled them while these nine agents and four deputies pounced on this deer, put him in a body bag, euthanized him, killed him. This is your government in action. And if you want to, why are we so angry? Why don't we trust anybody in the government? Nobody. Nobody. How can you? How can you when they act with reckless abandon? I'm so angry. I can't believe it. I can't believe it. I don't even like stepping on ants because they're God's creation. And to kill an animal, nine agents, four deputies, to kill an animal like this is uncalled for, unconscionable. These people ought to go to jail. They ought to be prosecuted, every single one. Even if there was a guy there that didn't do it, he just was part of this roundup, he needs to go to jail too. They all need to be prosecuted. They need to go to jail. They need to be put on a public trial with a jury of their peers. And if I were there, I would vote to convict. And I would vote for jail time. This is crazy. These guys are bullies. These guys, how can they do this? How can they do this? Okay, I'm going to give you the phone number. Jennifer Niemeyer. 262-884-2380. 262-884-2380. That's her office number. She won't answer. I've been calling her all morning. And her boss, Kevin Mickelberg, 414-263-8540. 414-263-8540. And I'm going to give you the central number for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. 888-936-7463. 888 936-7463. These numbers are posted on the website, usaforparis.com. Frank, I'm so sorry. I'm angry about this. I can't. It makes me crazy just to think that these people are killing needlessly. There's no reason for it.
It just makes one want to scowl.
At least. Frank, let's talk about something a little more pleasant. What's going on in real estate?
Well, believe it or not, I don't think there's any more bargains to be had. I think that prices have gone up so high, and I think with the long-term interest rates moving higher, I think it's only going to help mortgages. So maybe it's going to level off here. And mind you, too, Vincent, the banks are holding on to a lot of inventory. Like, I can speak for my area here.
Mm-hmm.
There are many vacated houses available, but none of them are for sale.
Frank, say that again, please. Many houses are available, but none for sale.
None for sale.
And is this because the banks are holding on to them and want yet even more increases in prices? Is that what this is all?
Yes. Yeah, and this is because of the TARP, where you're seeing the effects of it, where the government gave these banks a big cash infusion, where anything they were liquidating a year ago, maybe up to 6-7 months ago, has stopped. And now, since all these financials are turning into profitability, they're saying, hey, wait a minute, maybe we don't need to be so rushed out the door anymore. And they're making profits, and they're sitting on their inventory.
Well, I know a person who bought a house and about 12 months ago. And I was talking to this person this morning. And she said, I'm going to sell my house. I bought it a year ago. I can make $100,000 on it. I'm going to sell it. I'm going to flip it and buy another one. And seriously, that's what she said. I think that's pretty interesting. Now, can you imagine making $100,000? I mean, living in the house, making $100,000 in a year and selling it? You're absolutely right. These prices are really escalating very, very quickly. But here's a question, Frank. This house happens to be in Northern Virginia that she's talking about. I think that as the government expands, the current administration expands, that will continue. But if these guys get relieved of their positions at the end of this 4-year term, then, and they should be, then what's next? And I would think that the government will get smaller, because we've had it with this government encroachment. And if that happens, if the government gets smaller, these prices will fall. Do you think that, or is this inflation, Frank, that's causing it, or is it both?
I think it's a portion of the inflation as well, and I think what you're seeing again is the creeping up of real estate. Like, you know, it had a quick move, like 30-40% off the bottom.
Yeah.
And I think if you're going to be like a first timer, forget about it. I think if you're looking at, you know, all these same commercials are coming back, even the adjustable rate mortgage is coming back.
Yeah.
That's what got us into trouble in the first place.
Yeah. And Frank, you said if you're a first time buyer, forget about it. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, well, interest rates are moving up, and even though prices were super low, banks weren't lending anyways. They were liquidating. Well, now they are holding on, and they still are very strict on lending.
Mm-hmm. And a young person that has 1, 2, 3, or 4 jobs, forget it. It's just no way. There's no way a person can afford the fees, the taxes, the ancillary fees, and the price, and the interest rate of home ownership. It's beyond the reach of so many. Frank, I understand I don't remember exactly what the number is, but I think it's like one in five young people has moved back with his or her parents because they can't afford to live on their own. The American dream is toast. The American dream of getting out on your own, having that job, having that dream of home ownership, you know, house in the suburbs, is over. I don't see it returning for most of us. The few wealthy, the few elite, the few privileged, sure. They always do well through their corruption. But the rest
of us... Well, you're seeing a lot of that actually going on here. A lot of people moving back home with their parents. There's a lot of people out of work still.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people aren't making money to pay bills, so they have to move back home. And this is a phenomenon that I think will stay with us for quite some time. Even though they say unemployment is down at 7.4%, I think even if unemployment was down to 2%, you'd still have the same results as we have now. I don't take stock in those figures. I've never met anyone that says, "Oh, unemployment is down. Oh, I got a job." I've never known that. Never seen it.
Well, yeah, I don't know anybody who thinks that all you have to do is have a wish and there you get your job. That's not happening. I know people who are applying, and it's in vain. If you look on the internet, you'll see these long lines at these job fairs. And even in Missouri, we have this building. It used to be a supermarket, and the government bought it. The government of Missouri bought this supermarket. They spent a fortune redecorating it and renovating it and putting a new facade on it to make it look like a really nice building. It's a supermarket in a strip mall, a large one, and it's a career center. And nobody goes there because they realize that there are no careers. There aren't any careers. You have to invent your own job. You have to make your own job. You have to become an entrepreneur in today's marketplace, unless you're going to get a government job. And, you know, I don't know anybody who looks up to government employees. Frank, when we get back, you want to talk more about real estate, or do you want to talk about the potash collapse?
We can talk about that was last week, and I have something to say about that.
Okay, we're going to talk about potash. Potash price is collapsing. What's that mean to you? We're going to tell you when we come back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know what is the number one item to stockpile? Here's why I ask.
We're in the middle of a global food crisis because of extreme drought, deadly disasters, and stupid decisions by those boneheads in the government. I found four warning signs that show that a major food crisis is on our doorstep, and we're just one more trigger away from a devastating disaster. And when that happens, or God forbid you have to deal with another natural disaster, do you really want to rely on FEMA to feed you and your family? That's why Smart Patriots have secured their own stockpile of survival food. Log on to stockpile1.com to see a little-known secret that instantly saves you and your family from natural disasters and the coming food crisis. Go watch my video at stockpile1.com. Again, that's stockpile1.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Oh, man. I just got off the phone with the call center at Department of Natural Resources, State of Wisconsin. And I said, I'd like to talk with Jennifer Niemeyer. I was unable to do that. Kevin Mickelberg, unable to do that. Neither one answers his or her phone. So I asked for the secretary. Not the secretary of the office, the secretary of the department. The person who runs the department. Let me give you her name. Her name is Kathy Stepp. Kathy, S-T-E-P-P. Kathy Stepp. And her phone number, she's the head honcho, the head knocker, the person responsible for the killing of wildlife in Wisconsin. 608-266-2121. 608-266-2121. Repeat, 608-266-2121. Kathy Stepp, S-T-E-P-P. I'll put her name and number on the website. You're doing a great job, class. Evidently, they are getting they're getting inundated with calls. They're getting inundated with calls, and I told them I was glad to help. I said we're on four radio stations, two internet networks, and two satellites covering the globe. And we're not stopping. We're not stopping. We want this person fired. We want the person in charge of this absolutely fired. And we'll start with Jennifer Niemeyer and then her boss, Kevin Mickelberg. They both need to be fired. Frank Underhill, potash. What is going on with potash?
Well, this should be a break for farmers. Russia pulled out of a potash cartel. And they predict 25% to 50%, well, 25% drop in potash prices.
Yeah.
So this should help the farmer out somehow in the short term, but in the longer term, you know, I think potash should probably move back up higher again. And it's amazing how expensive it is basically for mud.
And well, it is. It is. It's about, well, around $300 a ton, right?
For mud, exactly. And so this could probably help the farmer up. That was a big story. Sent potash company prices in a bit of a tizzy, but it doesn't look like they can come down a whole heck of a lot more. I watch that. I don't know what the long-term damage of this would be, but I think that if they want to do competition, I think here's where North American companies have it, like the household names here. People like that potash, and I think because of Russian potash, I think buyers would be dubious of what they're selling them.
Mm-hmm.
I think they probably hurt themselves more, if anything.
In fact, let me share this with the class. Years ago, when Chernobyl blew up, the nuclear reactor at Chernobyl, there were some downwinders. And what Russia did, if I were in charge, I would say, okay, let's determine what the area is of the contamination, the downwind contamination, and let's fence that off, and we're going to make that no man's land. And we're going to keep people away from that because they can die from radiation exposure. That's not what they did, Frank. They set up a computer system, and they raised beef on the land, and the cows are grazing on this radioactive grass, which was downwind from Chernobyl. So the computer system was set up to make sure that everyone got his fair share of the radioactive grass-fed beef. That's how they handled it. Unbelievable. So if you're concerned about what Russia might do with potash, they've got a history of feeding their own people radioactive meat, and they want to make sure everybody gets his fair share. So I'm not all that convinced that foreign countries have our interests in mind. I don't think China does. I think we need to have our interests in mind, and we do a lousy job at that.
I agree. Yeah.
Frank, want to talk about gas when we come back?
Absolutely.
What else would you like
people
to talk about?
Watch it. Well,
it's an indicator. Out. Yeah. Let's talk about gas when we get back. Frank Underhill, underhillsecurities.com. I'll give you his phone number when we come back.
In emergency preparedness, the day of is too late. The day of a tornado, hurricane, earthquake, or act of terrorism is too late to prepare. But what if today was different? What if you could do something smart and special to save lives the day of? My friends, today is that day. Just go to freezedryguy.com, the emergency preparedness experts with the world's finest freeze-dried food and dehydrated food. With a guaranteed shelf life of at least 25 years, it's food you can trust and enjoy when you need it most. Explore all you want. Order all you need to be ready at freezedryguy.com. Since 1970, Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for survival and outdoors food. But that's yesterday. Today is what counts. Go to freezedryguy.com today for the finest survival food your family needs. Or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. Tomorrow may be too late.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why? Today,
God, you're
take my when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Well, class, I just called the Department of Natural Resources in Wisconsin, the secretary's office, Kathy Stepp. And what you get is you get transferred to a call center. Don't give up. Keep calling. Keep calling and tell them you're outraged, if you are. If you think it's good to kill the baby deer to prevent disease, tell them that too. Tell them whatever you think. But make sure that that your voice is heard. Because if it's not, these guys will keep doing it and doing it and doing it. And Frank, here's a post that I just saw. There's a school in Illinois that is going to use a hair test. They're going to cut students' hair and test it to see if they're using alcohol. Now, it's a private school. It's a private school in Illinois. And this is just one more step in the loss of freedoms. You know, I'll tell you, Frank, I don't know how you feel about alcohol. We really haven't talked that much about it. But when I was growing up, at a very, very young age, my dad was a principal and acting superintendent of schools, a teacher, college instructor. And he said, son, this was in the 60s, he said, there's the liquor cabinet. If you want some, go ahead. But make sure you do it at home. you are not to drink outside the home. But if you want some wine, if you'd like to have some beer, go ahead. Frank, I had no desire. It was no big deal. It was no big deal. And that's because my dad knew how to raise his family. Now, to this day, I very, very, very seldom have an alcoholic beverage because I don't want to. But here we are encroaching on students' freedoms to use a hair test. They're going to cut a piece of the hair, and they're going to send it off to a lab. And then what happens? Then what happens? That student is marked for life. And what about false positives? And what about the DNA? And what about the DNA of those hair samples? It's out of control. So, class, I'm going to tell you how to do it. I'm going to tell you the plan. When you register your children for school, you can tell them that it is against your religion to get these injections, these mandatory injections. They won't tell you initially. You're going to have to fight them and tell them, no, 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 it's against our religion. And you don't have to tell them what your religion is. You can tell them it's against your religion to get these injections that are mandatory for schools. Children are getting cancer from these injections. They're getting sick. We're getting fat. And we're becoming the dumbest nation on the planet. I suggest you consider your options. Frank, what would you like to talk about?
Well, I just like to talk about, again, how you have the encroachment on rights and they want to wreck, you know, kids' life at an early age. And it's just ridiculous how we've gotten this far amok. And it's shaping up more and more like a police state.
Well, it is. And here where I'm temporarily broadcasting in Virginia for the next couple of days, it's an occupied territory. It really is. There are police cruisers everywhere. Frank, you know, I remember the days when police cars were Spartan. You know, they had bench seats. They didn't have big hubcaps. They had these little hubcaps to save costs. They didn't have the chrome grill. They had a black painted grill to save costs. Now these things are painted up like I'm talking about reflective gold foil, sheriff's office. I mean, they've got numbers on the top. They've got $40,000 license plate scanners. I mean, where is this money coming from?
Loaded with technology, loaded with an arsenal enough to equip a private army. It's just over the top.
It is over the top.
And actually, earlier in the program, when you're talking about a hail of bullets and what people go into, marshals, and, you know, this is what it's like. It is a paramilitary organization. The federal government gives these municipalities this money to spend on the anti-terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
And so they buy everything from, you know, overpriced body armor to armored cars and everything in between.
Yeah.
And they show up unannounced, and they show up with brute force.
Mm-hmm.
They show up with more of a bang than, say, the Nazis did in World War II, going into somebody's home. This is what we've degraded down to, a militaristic, paramilitary style police force.
Frankie, hit
the
nail right in the head.
Police, with all due to your listeners, a lot of them are not that bright. A lot of them are not smart. A lot of them don't even have anything past grade 12. And when you equip someone like this with weapons that can do a lot of damage, that don't think things out before they pull the trigger, you are playing with a very volatile cocktail of stress. A lot of these police officers come from Iraq or Iran or wherever they were serving, and it reminds them back on the field again, and you have a trigger mentality.
Frank, you hit the nail right on the head. There's an article on the website usapreparers.com, and I posted it last evening. It's called Cop Rage. Officer T. Michael Wilson beats a 60-year-old man as he asks for help, and here's what happens.
Wow.
There's a video. Just go to the website, usapreparers.com. This man was in a hotel, and he thought that he felt that someone had been in his room. So he went down to the front desk to tell the clerk behind the desk, "Hey, looks like someone's been in my room. I want to report it." Well, a cop shows up, grabs a 60-year-old guy, and throws him down on the hard concrete floor of the hotel. That's how they react. It's unbelievable. And it's not like this guy was pointing at the cop. It's not like this guy had something in his hand. He literally kind of had his hands at an at-ease position behind him. You know, just kind of just behind him. It's not like he was threatening at all. This is a senior citizen gets beat up by a cop. And I've got the telephone number if you want to call the police department and talk to their public relations department. That's on the website at usapreparedness.com. I'm outraged at the amount of bullying and abuse by the police on us for no reason. These guys have a bad day? Tough. We all have bad days. But they should be fired immediately. No questions asked. The video speaks for itself. This man, Officer T. Michael Wilson, needs to be fired immediately. Seriously, the video speaks for itself. It's right on the website. Frank, a lot of things happen in the United Kingdom first. Now get this, and this is survival economics coming our way. I happen to be in a neighborhood right now where they have CC and Rs, which are the restrictions within a neighborhood. You know, you can't park your car in certain places, can't have signs. Let's see if I can find some of these CC and Rs. Okay. For example, you saw the X-Files with Fox Mulder and Scully, and they were in a neighborhood, and it was called Arcadia. And David Duchovny, the Fox Mulder, wanted to have a basketball hoop, a portable one, in his driveway. And the neighbor said, "Oh man, you know, it's against the CC and Rs." So anyway, some of the things that homeowners may not have or are regulated in a neighborhood in Virginia are pets, shingles, siding, exterior paint, fences, shrubs, hedges, landscaping. That means what flowers can and can't be planted. Swing set, basketball hoops, other structures for children, mailboxes, noise, tool sheds, home-based businesses. So these covenants, codes, and restrictions are really, really restrictive. And, yeah, it makes for a nice-looking neighborhood, but man, oh man, you can't use your property as you might want to. So I wanted to share with you that these restrictions are all over the place. But the one I really wanted to tell you about is in the United Kingdom. And what's happening there is if you park your car in your driveway, you can do that. But if you charge someone else for the use of your driveway to park his or her car because there's no street parking, you can be fined $39,000 for allowing someone else to park in your driveway in the United Kingdom. Out of control. Now, they're testing it there. It's coming here. That's what's going to happen here. Believe me. That's what they do. Thoughts, Frank?
It's just staggering. You know, these cameras in parking lot, of these cameras with police, you saw this in the UK first, and now you're seeing them here. And, you know, I do, when I go out to a hotel, every now and again you will see a cruiser trolling the parking lot with these gadgets on the roof, you know, stealthed in with the headlights, and the guy cruises through very slowly, and you know what he's doing. He's scanning plates. And I think people should know, too, anytime you check into a hotel, whether it be here or anywhere in the country, with a credit card, that information right away goes to a warrant database somewhere, and to see where, and you, believe me, you'd have the police at your door pretty darn quick if your name is on that list.
You're right, Frank. I stayed at a casino. Sam Bushman, Sheriff Richard Mack, Kurt Crosby, Michael Evans, or a bunch of us, who were at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Conference in St. Charles, Missouri several months ago, and I had to produce picture ID to prove who I was, or I was not going to be able to stay there. So I produced it, and to my surprise, no one came to arrest me that weekend. It's kind of nice. class, I just want to mention, meet up tonight. Meet up tonight, Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Dr. Howard Shane's going to be on stage, and he's going to be talking about survival and emergency dentistry. What do you need to know? As a matter of fact, when you think about it, class, think about this. The roots of your teeth are in your jaw, and it's really close to your brain. So if you have a tooth problem, you could die. You could die. So Dr. Howard Shane is going to talk about emergency dentistry tonight. Ziggy's, 5:30, Sunshine and Glenstone, Springfield, Missouri. Bring your questions. Bring your questions. He's the expert on drilling, filling, and billing, Dr. Howard Shane. We'll be right back with Frank Underhill.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
If you want to approach companies with your invention, the first step is to secure your patent rights. We are Russ Weinzimmer & Associates, a national law firm dedicated to helping you get strong protection for your invention. Already selling a product based on your invention? There may still be time to lock in your rights. Just call us at 800-621-3654 for your confidential free consultation, or visit strategicpatentlaw.com. That's strategicpatentlaw.com.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked. The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Singing about tomorrow. Class, tomorrow we're going to have a very serious topic. You're going to get a chance for 2 hours to meet a former drug addict. A former drug addict. A former hepatitis A, B, and C carrier. Someone who refused a liver transplant and cured himself of his drug addiction and his hepatitis A, hepatitis B, and hepatitis C. Am I kidding? No. No. I'm delighted to bring on board tomorrow for 2 hours someone who has survived drug addiction, hepatitis A, B, and C, cured himself, and told the doctors he was not going to go for a liver transplant, and has survived. He's a master survivor. 2 hours. That's tomorrow. And you might want to go to the website, get the call-in number, and you may call in tomorrow. And just go to usapreparers.com, and you'll see the call-in number. I suggest that if you have a drug addiction problem, or someone in your family does, or has hepatitis A, B, and C, and wants to learn how this person cured himself, tomorrow, usapreparers.com. Meet up tonight, Dr. Howard Shane, senior usapreparers.com instructor. He's a dentist. He makes teeth, he drills, he fills, and he does not use mercury. And that's tonight at Ziggy's, 5:30. Frank Underhill's with us. Frank, is there any way, is there just even a hope of not seeing serious inflation, which leads to hyperinflation? Is there any way we can avoid that?
Yes, simply by not consuming.
No. I mean the country as a whole.
Well, no. You know, over history, prices have only gone up. I think you're saying earlier in the program, I was talking about a $4.27 a loaf of bread, and you remember when it was 17 cents. So the answer is no. There is no hope. You never see car prices go down. You never see food prices go down. Energy prices, and metals prices, they fluctuate up and down, but generally the trend is higher. So absolutely not.
You know, Frank, as I rode around here in Northern Virginia, I saw these little cars, and I call them half a car. And they are these little, they call them smart cars. They call them all kinds of names. They are little, tiny, tiny cars. Right behind the bumper is the driver's feet. So if they're in an accident, I mean, these are death traps. And here's what I said to Mrs. Fennell as I started seeing these. I said, you know what? They're trying to convince people that they need to drive these little shoeboxes, these high miles per gallon vehicles. And they're telling people this is the smart thing to do. This is the ecological thing to do. Okay, ecologically, sure. I agree with that. But in an area where there are tractor trailers and semis and large trucks and people are driving, talking on cell phones, it's dangerous. Well, here's the point. Can you imagine Barack Obama riding in one of those? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine Barack Obama or and his children riding in one? Can you imagine the chauffeur taking them to their private school in one of those? Hey, let's save some fuel and let's shuttle the children off to school in this little half a car. I doubt it. Frank, what I'm saying is there's two classes. There's them, the elite, the jet setters, the guys that are burning all of our fuel. And then there's us, and they're telling us, hey, you know, save the fuel because we, you know, we're all in this together. Frank, have I lost my mind?
No, your mind's in the right place. And where I'm from in Vancouver, British Columbia, there's a push to get people out of their cars and onto bikes. They're turning a lot of streets into bike lanes. I'm pretty sure this happens. This phenomenon is occurring in a lot of urban areas. Mm-hmm. But people got to bear in mind, there was a guy, a couple decades ago that tried to take people out of their cars and their homes and move them into the countryside, and you saw what the result was there. Be careful. Don't let them get you out of your automobile.
Right. Don't give it up. 702-987-5449. Frank Underhill, let me give it to you again. 702-987-5449. So if you're interested in the resource sector, if you're interested in understanding securities, Frank Underhill is the man that Bob Chapman trusted five times a day when he called him. 702-987-5449. Frank Underhill, thanks so much for being with us. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you. And please consider calling those numbers for the DNR on the website.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/alex.